just like us. Just different shape, that's all. Different shape. Just to color the world, you know? Just like different flowers. They are beings with all intelligence, all love, all resolution. Just like us.
Affectionate viewers, welcome to another heartwarming episode of Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Did you know that animals can understand us better than our best friends? Dogs can be vegetarians, turtles can recognize their human caregivers, and rabbits can meditate. Animals bring us immense love, and their noble presence greatly enhances our world. Today we'll meet some adorable animals and their caregivers, who will share many delightful stories about their friendships. First, we'll travel to sunny Ethiopia to meet two happy chickens and one affectionate dog, who are best friends living under the care of their compassionate human companion, Woku, who is one of our association members.
His name is Kuku. My relative brought me when my mother died 2 years ago. They went to see me after my mother died. They didn't know that I was a vegetarian then, vegan in fact. So I adopted him, and also the second one, which is called also Ilu, or Kuku number two. The same, a friend from the countryside, where we are working with the community. One of our facilitators brought him for a holiday, Easter holiday, I think. Yeah, he didn't know that we are not eating animals, so we kept them together. They are now our family members.
Katie the dog was adopted from a local village by Woku's wife. She's a very lovable canine with a taste for nutritious food.
She's Katie, and she's a very good dog, living harmoniously with us and with the cuckoos. Happily they play together. They don't fight. Yeah. They're living together peacefully. She eats carrot. And anything we eat, we play with her, you know. She wants to hug us, you know, sometimes. She welcomes, and she's very intuitive. Yeah. She's intelligent, and very friendly to others, too.
Woku truly appreciates the animals in his life.
They're very pure, and they love you. They're very pure, so because of this, I love them very much. Yeah, we give them housing, we give them the food, we give them the attention they need. We play with them, the love, and they also give us too.
Next, let's find out about a special toy poodle named Momo, who lives in Kowloon, Hong Kong, with his mama, Fang Wang Wai Ki, also known as Ki, and Papa Locke. According to Mama Ki, Momo is clever, active, lovely and playful, and loves to stay by Ki whenever he can. One day, Momo sat on Ki's lap as usual, while Ki was watching a video on YouTube about how moon bears are imprisoned and then have their bile cruelly extracted. Ki was brought to tears by the suffering of the innocent animals, and suddenly felt a special connection with Momo, which she had never experienced before.
咁当其时个心好唔舒服，咁样好自然咁样喺度喊，Momo佢会突然间好情深款款咁望住我，然后见到妈咪好伤痛，佢就会用佢条脷去。 係咁舐我啲眼淚，好似想話俾我知，媽咪你唔好唔開心啦咁樣。其實喺呢個過程入邊，我覺得好 warm。好 warm 嘅意思係因為 佢係可以唔需要同我有任何嘅言語交流，佢都可以感受到我嘅情緒，佢可以完全去了解到媽咪需要啲乜嘢。我都覺得動物係真係一樣好有靈性嘅動物，係絕對可以係我哋心靈上嘅好嘅夥伴咯。
He is proud of Momo, not only because he's such a thoughtful, gentle boy, but also because he's very healthy and happy, and has a good appetite for the nourishing, meat-free meal she prepares for him.
在阿仔六個月的時候，我就已經幫他轉了這個狗糧了。現在他的皮膚啊，其實就真的健康了很多的。所以這次之後，我們就真的好肯定一樣嘢，素食嘅糧其實係比肉食嘅糧更加好營養，同埋佢嗰個對狗仔嘅健康咧，亦都係更加好。咁其實而家除咗咧，貓貓會食素食糧之外咧，咁其實我哋都會俾啲新鮮嘅生果去食，因為佢好中意食生果嘅，尤其是係蘋果啦、奇異果啦、士多啤梨咧、藍莓佢都好中意食。咁我哋咧而家除咗俾新鮮嘅生果去食之外咧，其實仲會有啲小食俾佢，譬如係一隻叫做綠棗紅蘿蔔嘅素肉條啦，同埋一隻植物嘅結齒骨，咁佢而家咧食咗咧，脾氣都好咗，而且仲聽媽咪話添。
What can be more precious than a kiss from your loved one when you get home? Meet Lycus, the meditating rabbit, who always welcomes his human companions home with loads of love.Lycus is an 8-year-old French lop rabbit, adopted by our Hungarian association member.
Lycus egy immáron 8 éves francia kosorúnyuszi, akinek sürgősen új otthont kerestek, a neten találtam rá. Stockholmban igen komoly gondot jelentenek a megvont nyuszik, akiket menhely hiányában általában csak kitesznek a parkba, és ott vagy elvadulnak, vagy túlszaporodnak, vagy kiszaladnak az autók elé.
During his first week with his new caregivers, Lycus didn't understand why he had to leave his previous home.
Szinte mindent megrágott mérgében. Akkor leültem vele, és megbeszéltük, hogy mostantól itt lakik. Ezután semmiben nem tett kár többé, és szabadon szaladgál a lakásban. Gyorsan szobatiszta is lett. A Lycus nevet adtam neki, ami svédül azt jelenti, hogy sikerre jár, azért, hogy sikeres legyen az élete hátra levő része.
Besides being the darling of the household, Lycus also has a spiritual side.
Az utóbbi hónapokban letettem egy mesterkönyvet a kis ház elé, és azóta minden délelőtt 10 körül bemegy oda, és a képpel szemben meditál egyhúzamban 4-5 órát velünk együtt. Azóta, hogy ilyen szorgalmas lett, a viselkedése is megváltozott, és sokkal nyugodtabb, vidámabb és magabiztosabb nyuszi lett.